Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chalusky.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we're finishing off our Irish fun here.
Well, Southside Irish romp here.
Right, we got the Southside Irish Red from Hailstorm Brewing out in Tinley Park.
Yeah, man.
I'm confused why there's the four-leaf clover on here. It's supposed to just be the Shamrock. Four-leaf clover isn't really, you know, it's lucky. But
there's a four-leaf clover on here. I'm like, where?
Shouldn't be.
There's this little crest or whatever. I don't know what that is. I see it a lot. A little Gaelic emblem or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I picked this up a couple weeks ago when I got the Flipside Irish Red 2, which we drank on the last episode.
Best enjoy within 6 months.
Okay. Yeah, we're doing that.
Yeah.
6 weeks.
Yeah.
And this one, it's not as delightful.
As the
flip side, I feel.
Brad's delivery cracks me up. 5.6, similar to flip side, but yeah, it's not the same profile. It's a looser version of what the flip side one is. If that makes any sense.
What do you mean looser? No, like, it doesn't make sense.
Like I have to think about it. Like instead of just enjoying this harmony. Like I did with the flip side one.
Yeah.
This one I'm forced to think about more. Like it lingers a little bit more.
But I'm thinking that
there's a little more of like creaminess that almost resembles a little bit of milk for me, a little cream milk a little bit. Like I'm thinking about it too much. It's not the tight knit cohesive experience that that the other one is.
But my problem is the thinking about it. You're thinking about what is kind of missing or lacking here, mm-hmm. not like, oh, this is an Irish red with a banana pudding and, I don't know, caraway seeds or something. And you're like, oh, I can really, let me think about that. This is just like, I'm thinking why it doesn't hit as well as it should.
Yeah, exactly. So that's tough, right? It's like, I don't really want to, I think what you're saying is like, if it were intentionally kind of this wacky deconstructed version of an Irish red, then we're supposed to think about it and fuss over it. But this is a straight up Irish red. This is just supposed to be kind of a poundable, malty, dark, small beer.
Yeah.
And we're still fussing about it, and that's not what we should be doing.
Take the back seat and let you like, hit up the parades, get on with the day, and it just sort of like, you're almost like, do you have something else? Like, it's not bad.
No.
It's just not great, as great as I like really wanted it to be, but it's not bad.
I think you sum it up when you said that. Hailstorm, of course, is in Tinley Park.
Mm-hmm. I think this fits this would fit in the lineup of like you've been drinking for a while throughout the day and someone gave you this and it's kind of like you don't have to think, you shouldn't think about it. It's like, okay, let me get some food, pour this out. I think this beer would go great with food. It kind of fits that vibe because there's nothing in the way of it to get in the way of whatever you're eating.
I'm gonna be ready for the triple IPA after how long it is.
Damn.
I'm like, let's get back to
just go for an extra. Sitting here at room temperature, the right temperature. You're supposed to enjoy it.
Just go get the Guinness.
But yeah, we're gonna sip on these as we talk about a couple things we hit up this week. But the weather's finally changing. It's opening day.
Yeah, indeed it is, Brad. Baseball's back.
What's your first Sox day?
Well, Sox are in Houston tonight. They will be home next week, so I'll be at opening day.
And then you'll report back what they have in the...
We're going to drink it all.
The Lagen, or not, Leinenkugel's.
Oh, yeah, the Leinenkugel Lodge. Leine Lodge is so dumb. Apparently upstairs there's a heavier experience on beer and food. I don't know where
what
I'm
do
sitting.
What do you mean heavier?
Like there's going to be more food options and more beer options.
Up on the third?
Because if you... On the 300 level.
Oh.
Because Sox Park has this weird rule, and I don't know how other baseball stadiums are, but... You know, you can't at all go to the 100 level if you have a upper deck ticket.
Okay.
So you're kind of envious of not only just the statues on the lower level, but all the food options are totally different. The beer options are totally different. It's like a scaled down, kind of a shittier version of that stuff upstairs.
Okay.
So they want to kind of mimic the downstairs experience upstairs for the cheap seats. You know, so I forget where I'm sitting, but...
Is that a better option, you think, or more people like you had to pay up for the because you wanted the good stuff, so you had to get a better ticket?
You know, in my older years, I don't mind a perfect 70 degree day in the very last row of the building.
Okay,
all the way up top. You know, like the beer options are fine. There's a craft cave, but it's more like a craft cave express. It's not all 80 options. It's a craft shack. It's not a craft cave. You know, it's so, you know, it's more like it's not like it sucks. It's just extremely scaled back, you know. So, but there's way less people up there, you know. So I'm down either way. I mean, I like cruising. Nothing is better than 100 level seats and then cruising that.
Just walk the whole thing.
Just walk the whole concourse, yeah. Go down to the cave.
You can see what's happening the whole time.
Take pictures by the statues. There's nothing better than cruising the first level at Sox Park. Mm-hmm. So, and then popping in what used to be the Rev. Oh, now I'm getting fucking upset again.
Fizzy.
Yeah, because now it's the fizzy
party. No way deck. It's still the fizzy because seltzer's out. Right?
We're going to know by the next episode what it is. Because it's either going to be the Liney Lodge or the last year, the Revolution craft beer deck or was replaced by Fizzy. So we'll see what it is this year.
When I went up there last year when I went to a game, it looked sad. It felt like this was a cool place and everything got taken out.
And they fucked it up.
And then someone was like, throw down some of that indoor-outdoor carpet and we'll go.
So you and I felt basically the exact same way I felt. I'm like, man, they really shit the bed on this Fizzy transition. This is not fun. And then, I think Fizzy's owned by Miller. So the biggest sponsor of Sox Park is now Miller. So that means last year Goose and Rev had prominent, presence, and now they don't.
Don't they own Blake's cider?
One can only hope that. With their deep pockets and their creative might, that they offer a newer experience, a cooler experience than last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it was kind of ridiculous last year. I wasn't a fan.
But there's no way it's the busy. I could not imagine.
We'll see. They might have an agenda like Goose has with the Bear Hugs. Like I would rather see Lolita and Sophie, but I'm in a minority here. You know, like Lolita or Juliet, the sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Goose is like, no, five different versions of Beer Hugs, here you go.
But even for that, like, we know White Claw is, like, way down. And so the sale of it.
That's why you said cider, like, have it be a beer alternative.
It's got to be something.
Instead of seltzer, it's cider. That might be true. Yeah, that might be true. So I'm curious to see what the new food options are and what the layout of the beverage sitch is.
I feel like, is it not exciting this time? Because previously... It's been kind of hyped up, the new breweries that are in there, what's kind of coming. We've talked about in the past, like, is it just kind of like, it's the same, so no one's really like...
Yeah, they kind of let us down, too, as a team. You know, like, the team was really bad. They got rid of the two cool beer installations that were in the outfield. They got rid of those. The team sucked. The one thing you can rely on is the craft cave, right?
And the giveaways.
And the giveaways, super cool giveaways. So, you know, you get your Pipeworks, you get your Dovetail, you know, you'll get your Blue Island. These are the things that I hit up, Blue Island.
Okay.
You know, and then they have like 80 options down there, your Pollyannas. You know, they focus on the small local stuff, where if you go to Wrigley, you might get a little Lagunitas, you might get a little Half Acre, you might get a little Virtue. After that, you got to drink this Old Style, you got to drink this Beck's. You know, you got to drink these 3-1-2s. Sophie ain't bad, though. You get a $10 Sophie and cruise fucking Wrigley, you're doing all right.
Okay.
That and the margarita bucket. That's what I do. That's what I do when I'm at Wrigley.
Okay.
But when I'm at Sox Park, all the local stuff. Yeah, so.
Nice. You mentioned, I'm going to jump around here, you mentioned like a couple things in there. Blue Island, aren't they celebrating like 100 years?
Yeah, man, cheers to those guys. Well, they're on Old Western Avenue. Oldie. Oldie Western Avenue. And they're celebrating year 8 already.
That's crazy.
With the Ocho is the name of their beer. And it's a Belgian triple.
Nice.
Yeah. There's a pod called the Southside Pod. And it's not about beer at all. But they happen to be at fucking at Blue Island. So I listen to it on the way in. That's where. So okay. Cheers to them. I think that's April 15th. Nice. They're going to have a couple of bands. And they're going to have this 12% Belgian triple. Oof. Yeah. I might, you know, I like Blue Island. I'm going to have to get down there for that.
Yeah, I haven't been down there since early days of the pandemic when I went down and picked up some stuff. But that was my last time there.
But yeah, cheers to those guys. Well, you know, we both have suburban roots. Like I grew up, well, I spent a couple of years in grade school in Calumet Park, Illinois, which borders Blue Island. So, you know, I have South Suburban roots. That's the coolest brewery, I think. Homewood and Blue Island are the coolest breweries to Calumet Park.
Okay.
So.
Nice. And then you mentioned Lagunitas in that, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're back in biz.
You know, Chicago's largest brewery ever is back online.
Oh, yeah. The tap room opens, I believe, towards the end of April.
I want to say like the 19th or something.
Yeah. There's like a preview event.
Yeah.
We're going to be going to.
And that's what I'm talking about. It's a Saturday. I'm like, I don't know if Brad's in on a Saturday. I don't know.
I guess I'm in.
All right. Okay. All right. That'll be fun.
Yeah. That should be great. That's, what, two weeks?
That's next weekend.
Next weekend. Next Saturday. Oh, because Easter's the Sunday.
Oh, Easter's next week too?
Yeah.
He has risen.
Lagunitas has risen. That's why they probably picked that day.
When I used to do the tours, man, I used to be excited that it was the only brewery south of downtown that I would that we would frequent. You know, so gigantic space. Well, we'll talk all about it, and then we can get into all the deets with Lagunitas. But I'm excited that Lagunitas is like a sleeping giant in town.
Right.
You know.
Do you think they? Oh no, you because you went
for the Christmas thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and so nothing. It was the same.
It's just still Lagunitas.
It's like someone walked out during COVID, locked the door. And like, all right, should we open this back up?
I feel like
who's got the keys?
They mopped the place. They dusted it. Got an updated playlist and just open again. All right. Yeah.
Like, oh, we got to remove Kanye from the playlist. We're good to go, right?
One note about Lagunitas. We talk about the largest brewery ever, Chicago, et cetera. Same thing. When you go to Guinness, the Guinness tap room's not super big. And when you go to Lagunitas, as big as they are as a production facility, or even Goose, Lagunitas, and Guinness, they don't have very big tap rooms.
Right.
You know, even though they make a lot of beer, it's just a weird dynamic.
Right. That Saltstead tap room might be bigger once it should be because it's sort of positioned to be like, I don't know, a bigger hangout area for the bar or for the concert venue. Right?
And, you know, it'll have something that Clybourne doesn't, which is probably outdoor space.
Yeah.
That was notorious. Clybourne never had there's no patio at Clybourne. So, yeah.
That's cool. Okay. Then going back to this past week, I didn't end up making it to anything, but I did try this mixed cocktail from Three Floyds.
Three Floyds.
Pre-mixed cocktail.
Munster, Illinois. Hello.
I was in the mood for, basically I was in the mood for margaritas. So we picked up the Big Star cans.
Nice.
And then as we're checking out in line at Binny's, Maeve spots these pre-mixed things and they were Three Floyds. Mm. There was a few of them. I didn't get a good look at them, but she grabbed this lime daiquiri, rum, vodka, and then colored with vegetable juice, it said.
That's so weird, right?
Lime, of course, I guess.
I mean, or something.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's cool, though, because, well, you said, I saw the name of it. It's like Barnaby's, which is Barnaby Struve, you know, their fallen soldier that passed away. So it's cool that they named it after him. But then also their spirits are kind of expensive. So to have another option in the same format would be refreshing to see.
Yeah, I don't remember what the price was. It's like 19.5%. Mm-hmm. You get, you know, three decent sized drinks out of it. So that's not bad. Throw some ice, pour it in.
Boom.
You're good to go. It was good.
You know, not a lot of breweries are also distilleries. 18th Street, Three Floyds, Pollyanna, Two Brothers.
Yeah.
Right? Like very short list. I feel like I'm missing somebody, but Okay. Yeah, but that's a short list. Maybe like four local breweries are also distilleries.
Yeah. And we got those Big Star margarita cans, which those hit.
That was the soundtrack of the summer one year, man. I like those a lot.
They're awesome, like 13%.
Oh, dude. Sometimes.
They feel like strong ass margaritas.
I want to be overwhelmed sometimes. Sometimes you have a long day, 4 o'clock hits, and you don't want to fuck around. And that would be one. Man, that would be one to not fuck around.
I've been on like a margarita kick recently, or I think I've been peer pressured into margaritas recently. I was at a event.
Yeah.
And I got there. And two people were drinking margaritas. Two other people ordered them. And I was like, all right.
I guess I'll get one.
I guess I gotta get one too.
And you know, all margaritas are not created equal. Like you go to some Mexican spots around, ton of Mexican spots in Chicago. Even some Mexican spots can have really good tacos and might have shitty margaritas. Mm-hmm. So all margaritas are not created equal. So if you find a good one, it sticks. It stays with you. I know it does when I'm out. It stays with me. The good ones stay with you. You remember those, yeah.
So that was the only thing I did, drinking margaritas and Three Floyds cocktails.
Oh, man. You know, this doesn't sound like a bad idea at all.
I feel like I couldn't decide on anything this past week. I think with the, like, it snows for like 2 hours.
Yeah,
and
it
then
did.
And then it's warm and sunny. And it's like, I can't make up my mind. The weather can't make up its mind. So.
Fucking spring in Chicago, man. Yeah, it might be 29, it might be 63, literally.
But you made it out to phase three.
Yeah, man, I drove out to Lake Zurich, Illinois. Hello. I'll be glad when Elmhurst opens. That's like way closer. went to phase three. Well, I wanted to get in on this vanilla stout that they have. Planifolia is what it's called. Okay. So Planifolia is a species of vanilla, right? So this was a
vanilla we're going to add to,
you know, I was looking, man, we should know what the vanilla is because we've talked in the past about vanilla, you know, the two big ones when we first started tracking vanilla,
Madagascar
and Tahitian.
Right.
But then, the good folks at Rev were like, we use Papua New Guinea, you know? So I need to figure out, I'm horrible at this. I need to figure out what the vanilla is in the Planifolia. Because I'm not sure.
But it was a new vanilla.
I think so, man. I think it's a new vanilla. All right, we're looking it up, Brad. Fuck it.
Not like a brand new, just discovered vanilla. But no. Like a new vanilla that you don't typically see used in beer.
Exactly. Not the ones that we're used to seeing. So, all right. So here we go. Planifolia. Planifolia is now live. Fuck you. You're not going to tell me what vanilla it is? We worked hard on vanilla beans, blah, blah, blah. 19 months. Oh, Madagascar. Oh, so
not a new vanilla.
Fake news. 19 months in bourbon barrels with fresh Madagascar vanilla beans.
Oh, so this is old news. So why'd you go?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just a phase three fanboy. But they did. I don't know what the other vanillas use. Not use, but I don't know how they incorporate it. But this one... after 19 months, they then added the fresh Madagascar vanilla.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but you know, I'm here for vanilla stouts.
Yeah.
So vanilla or coconut, I'm here. So
yeah. Okay. I went to check. How was it?
You know, it was fantastic, Brad. It really was. I think, you know, I like when they pump the brakes a little bit on the like candy inspired adjunct stouts. And get back to kind of some basic, you know, one or two ingredients where it's just trying to highlight that ingredient instead of mimicking a dessert of some kind.
Okay.
Yeah. So just a really nice balance of like I would say fruity vanilla. Fruity vanilla. Because sometimes leather, it can be kind of leathery and kind of earthy, right? But this is more like fruity or kind of like birthday cake style. Vanilla impression, with a nice, good barrel character too.
Nice.
So,
okay.
It was fun. They just had their anniversary, so they had the Imperial Stout. Well, it was their anniversary, called Birthday Stout. It's a non-barrel aged beer, kind of mimics a fudge brownie. Right. And then they had their Unoya 13, which is a barrel-aged, there's another barrel-aged stout. I believe Unit 13 had cinnamon in it.
Okay.
I think it was cinnamon and cocoa nibs.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
You feel like you've had your phase three fill recently?
The vanilla was a standout. It's a hike, so I don't think I think I'm done. You're for good. A little bit. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. I don't know. It sounds pretty tasty. Although something with a little more flavor sounds pretty good right now.
Yeah, it was heavy. Ended up going to a deep dish pizza joint up there.
Okay.
You know, but yeah, I think sometimes it's like, you know, sometimes you just bite the bullet and say, fuck it, we're going to the thing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter where the thing is, right? And this was a vanilla barrel-aced thing. Fuck it, I'm going to the thing.
Okay.
So.
Did you make it anything else, or was that it?
Man, you know, that's actually all I did, man.
Okay.
That's actually all I did.
Cool. Well, there are a couple things coming up, or I guess happening. One of those is Illinois Craft Beer Week is here again.
ICBG is back, man.
May.
Back with a.
Is it 16th?
Back with a vengeance.
15th through the 26th.
Illinois.
It's like 9 days or 10 days again.
Yeah. Festivals, events, advocacy. May 19th through May 26th.
26th. So, and this time they're doing something a little different, where typically Illinois Craft Beer Week opens with an event and it opens with beer under glass.
Yeah.
And then for the past, I don't know, last 6 years, there's been no closing event.
Yes.
This year they're deciding, you know what? The people want a closing event. So they are doing away with the opening event and making it the closing event.
You know, Brad brought this up in the pre-show, and I'm like, is that real? Like, they can't. But I mean, yeah, there's no opening event for a beer.
They just couldn't get the date.
The date the they opening, wanted.
And then they're like, well, it's on a Friday, the closing event. So people are like, we might get more people because I don't think they sold as many tickets as they would have liked to last year.
You can get that impulse by Friday night. What are we doing? You can get that crowd, right? On
a Thursday night, you may not get it. And especially downtown when, you know, there's not as many people there Thursday. Monday, Thursday, and Friday, there's not that many people downtown to just be like, let's do it.
Yeah.
But this year, it's beer under glass again. And I'm saying downtown because it's at Union Station once again, where... Everyone kind of agreed they didn't enjoy the space, but I believe it was Jana when we were talking during, not festival.
Oak Park. Yeah.
It was sort of like the space worked. It did what it was supposed to do.
Yeah, I think the word is that as much as we all like Garfield Park, this is a fundraiser for the Guild. Garfield Park wanted too much money for a Meech ticket.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, if we do that, then what kind of fundraiser is this? You're leaving us with nothing.
Yeah.
So fuck it, we're leaving. I think that's what it sounds like. Yeah.
So who knows
that's too bad.
Yeah. So we were thinking there has to be somewhere better.
I mean.
Than Union Station, which, you know, that big room is neat. You didn't even go to it last year. And you don't like it, and you didn't even go last year.
I think me and my kid were...
Wendy's and went to the
Sox game. I think we went to Shake Shack. I think we went to Shake Shack and then I went to the Sox game. Yeah.
Left me all by myself.
But I was picking up I was picking up some shoes too. So I had some errors to run. But
you can't go to Union Station.
But I might have moved shit around if it was at Garfield Park. But yeah, that's the problem, man. I think over the years, you know, and you know, this is the old man beer podcast, sure. But you know, we've over the years you've seen some less than noteworthy beer events in that space, right? So it kind of takes away from it being a special thing.
Oh, so you're just still bitter about the time you got banned.
I don't know. But you know, that plays into it, right? But not that I got banned. Okay, so I did get... So the organizers of an event at Union Station told me to fuck off when I asked for tickets 1 year. That's a fact, yeah. But that's not why. I'm just saying, like, it's not what made Bug special was that, you know, this is a historic landmark, you know, there's Garfield Park Conservatory. There's like 7 different rooms, all different environments for plants. And then there's this huge bluestone garden, mm-hmm. and it's on the west side of the city. These are all things that we never do as a beer community for big events, party in that kind of space.
Right.
And it was a very unique, very Chicago thing, you know, so.
So where, if they weren't doing it, we just thought of some random ideas, or we don't know what it takes to put an event like this together.
We're speaking as people who do not organize events, that do not help get beer to events, and nor do we set up and break down events.
Or we work them. We don't do anything. We show up, we drink about it, and then we complain I had to wait in line for this one beer.
This is us.
That's what we do.
That's our disclaimer.
I believe I said this to, it was Tracy at the Guinness event.
Yeah.
We were talking to Adam Favreau. I was like, oh no, I don't work in beer. I work adjacently, so I can talk about it without any repercussions.
It's my job to fuss over and complain about beer.
I don't actually do anything.
We don't actually produce any products here. But having said that, you know, I mean, beer in a glass is such a special event because at its peak, I think it's one of the best events this town's ever seen.
Right.
You know, so if you can't be at Garfield Park, you got to go somewhere as special. You know, if the Beastie Boys are headlining your festival, right? You got to get somebody that's in the same caliber of the Beastie Boys. You know, you don't just go get, sure. you know, some bullshit.
Vanilla Ice.
What are you going to do? Go get fucking Vanilla Ice? Who the fuck wants to see Vanilla Ice close out the fest? You know, exactly my point. Brad just made my point.
So another place, Northside version of Garfield Park, which I've never been to, I've seen pictures of, and it looks great, is the Peggy Norbert. It has a butterfly garden that's in glass. It seems like a beautiful space, and it's right there. You know, it's pretty easy to get to for anyone living in the city. Hard for people outside the city, but for the most part. And they do events there because you can have weddings and stuff there.
Yeah, it's basically Garfield Park of the Lakeshore. Mm-hmm. You know, it's right by Lincoln Park Zoo.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes when you park at Lincoln Park Zoo, you pass, it kind of shares parking. So you might park at Peggy Norbert and walk to Lincoln Park Zoo. I think that's an excellent spot.
Right, which another one is the zoo. Either zoo. I only go to Lincoln Park because I'm like, I'm here, let's walk through it. Like, I'm going to the lake, coming from the lake. Like, all right, let's see some gorillas, or let's see some lions. Cool.
Right.
All right, get back on my bike at home. But Brookfield, it's bigger and has a little more space for events and things. I think the zoo would be great. It's early or mid-May, so it's not like super busy yet.
Yeah.
And you could throw a pretty nice event there, especially Brookfield. There's plenty of parking there.
Exactly. Yeah. I think you're right about all three of those. We talked about the Adler Planetarium. A little bit more difficult for everyone to get to. Museum campus is deceptively far away from everything in life.
Yeah.
However, this would be a killer fucking space. You know, it'd be beer under stars. Wouldn't be beer under glass.
You start with beer under glass, you end with beer under stars.
If anyone's been to jazzing at the shed, you can attest that this is a very, it is, you know, especially if you do it on a fireworks night, you know, when you're down there. Because fireworks are every Saturday and Wednesday in the
Do they start in May?
That's a good question. Maybe that there's no overlap there. Oh, but even if there is no overlap, you're still on the shores of the Great Lake Michigan. You're at a planetarium. It's beer under glass and then beer under stars. And then, as most importantly, Brad, it's a place reminiscent of Garfield Park where you never fucking go.
Yeah.
It's very fucking cool. And it's a unique party and makes it special for people who drink beer all year like most people do at this thing.
Yeah.
So
that'd be cool. And then right over there, too, another option would be the Shed Aquarium.
Yeah.
Which I've been to a beer event at the Shed Aquarium. I think during the Craft Brewers Conference when it was here, there was an event at the Shed Aquarium. If I remember, walking.
That kind of predates me a little bit.
Hallways, drinking beer, kind of like, what's happening? I believe that was during the Craft Brewers Conference, and that's all glass.
Yeah. It's that iconic kind of French architecture with the colonnades, right? It's kind of classic, like Roman Colosseum feel to all those things over there, right? And I mean, that's Chicago's, they call it Chicago's front porch, right? All that stuff, you know, because of the movement to keep a bunch of shit off the lakefront so that you can have these really cool institutions and have that be the only thing over there. Right. It's special, you know, and I don't know why the fuck we're going to Union Station. I mean, Union Station's cheaper and easier to get to. That's probably why. But we really should be going to these other places.
Yeah.
You know. We said United Center. We've never, now it wouldn't, it's no longer beer in the glass at this point. But a party in the UC, you know, is a party at the, is a party at the UC, the house that Michael Jordan built. The Blackhawks won 3 titles there. Mm-hmm. You know. Very cool spot right on the west side. A block from Goose. A block from a bunch of
breweries. Would you do it on the floor, on the court? Or would you just stick to like 100 concourse, do it all around there?
I like the idea of having it around the concourse so people can get their walk on and then you go downstairs and have like a something different to experience. Like there's no one serving necessarily down there. Or but
there's like jugglers or something.
like it was following swores. What is this, the fucking circus? We got the bearded lady.
There's glass blowing.
Or give the ultra, you know, ultra premium sponsors a chance to party down there, right? Whoever's the biggest sponsors have their shit down on the main floor, but then have all the real, have all everyone else pouring around the concourse.
Okay.
Kind of like FOBAP.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like that.
These are ideas that are free to use.
You're welcome, ICBG.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, we like those guys. We know that, you know, they've thrown killer parties in the past. But their main goal is not parties. Their main goal is to battle outdated laws and, you know, create legislation that is friendlier to small businesses. That's their main goal. And they use these parties to kind of fund that.
Right.
But they're not a party organization necessarily. Sure. But still.
Did the latest thing pass or is it voted on yet?
I think it was just presented.
Oh, presented. Okay. That's the being able for breweries to deliver their own stuff via mail or
the brewer's license, brewer's shipping license.
Yeah,
shipping. So it was temporarily granted during the pandemic, but they want it to be like a permanent thing.
Yeah. But that's Illinois Craft Beer Week kicking off in May.
Yeah,
there'll be other events. I'm sure they'll bring back the passport thing that somebody loves. I still have not met anyone. We've asked people to let us know if they use this passport because I'd like to know who are the people who use it.
And then what do you get if you stamp? You get stamps, and what do you get?
I think you get a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I think that was maybe one of the complaints that the prize needed to be like better.
Yeah. There's still ways, even though we've done a lot of this shit for the last 10 years, there's still ways to get people excited, you know? So we'll just run down the events real quick. You talked about the passport. Everyone picks with their passports Friday, May 19th. And then there's a spotlight event every day. The Day of Giving as the Will County Beer and Bourbon Festival. I feel like we almost went to that. You remember that?
Yeah.
I don't know why we didn't go. Right? I feel like we set this up, right?
I think they asked us and then didn't respond to us or something.
I think you may be right. Small Brewery Sunday.
Are they all? Like, come on. Besides Goose Island and Lagunitas.
Yeah.
Isn't the whole point Illinois Craft Beer Week?
Everybody's small outside of the ones that sold to corporate. Everyone's small. Yeah. Pint Day Fundraiser.
Okay.
Imbibe Tuesday. Hump Day Patio Parties. Day of Action Beer in the Glass.
Hmm.
It's a sad trombone situation here on this fucking lineup, right?
This is like someone typed into the chat GPT, give me a beer events for each day of the week.
Man, it's rough out here, Brad. It's rough out here, man. Because, you know, this is the same crew that has brought us in the past, you know, like Dodgeball at Goose Island, you know, Sunday Funday. fucking timeless
fun
event.
Fun day. That was fun.
Fucking, yeah. I remember the closing ceremony 1 year was, you know, the West Loop Festival outside of Union Station.
That was great. Even the one that was in Lincoln Square.
Wells Park.
Yeah.
These are very cool events. My favorite part about Wells Park was Spiteful, of all people, had their barrel-aged malevolent chocolate stout and had this long, crazy line. So you're in a park full of heavy hitters, and the dudes with the longest line are Spiteful.
That's crazy.
I was very happy for them that day. The very first day of Rev Kedzie was the closing ceremony 1 year.
Oh, right.
You know, shit like that, man. You know, just, I don't know. It seems like we're so far removed from things that got people excited.
Right. And, is the Beguile Dovetail Mayfestiversary right there too, around that time? Check this out as we look it up. Yeah. So Dovetail and Beguile, every year they have their Oktoberfest, and then they have their Mayfestiversary, which is, you know, they're kind of like spring festival.
That's right. They're like neighbors that throw a block party because they're a block apart.
And that could be... That might be right around there, or it's that weekend. It might be the Saturday after Beer Under Glass, which that would be kind of funny as Craft Beer Week closes. You could have just shifted a day and been like, the closing party is Mayfestiversary.
Why wouldn't the closing party be Mayfestiversary? Mayfestiversary is May 27th. Oh, my God. Brad called it. It's May 27th. It's the day after Beer Under Glass is Mayfestiversary.
Just move the week. Move the week 1 day. Move Beer Under Glass to the Friday to start it off and close it Saturday, Mayfestiversary.
Man, the fact that there's no opening event, the closing event kind of died out, the whole concept.
Right.
But there's always an open. It was always bug.
Right. It kind of gets you excited for what the week can be.
Yeah. We were remiss to not mention the Haymarket event,
Beer Fly Alley Fight.
They have the drinking and writing theater, so they pair it's a beer food like comedy pairing, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
that was sneaky good. Always sneaky good. I've been a couple times.
Yeah, that's good.
To trade the opening event for a closing event instead of just having both when Mayfestiversary is right there seems a little odd,
right?
Right. That seems odd.
And I know you're going to have different people than at Bug versus Mayfestiversary, which is a little more like neighborhood people at that. But you could, like, Beguile could have went big, even bigger.
Dude, because that Mayfestiversary is a party and a half, man. Mm-hmm. That is a jam. That's a good party. Yeah.
But now they're going to have to show up to Bug the night before.
Man. It is rough out here. I hope this changes, and I hope it looks going forward. It looks the way it did when they first debuted.
I bet it was strictly a date thing. Something else was happening in Union Station at this day, and they couldn't get it. So they're like, let's just, rather than pushing the whole week back, we'll just close it. And we'll see how that works out. Maybe it's a test.
That's fair. Yeah.
And it's on Friday this time versus the Thursday.
That's true. Yeah. So I guess I'll be fine.
Be interesting to see how it plays out. There's a lot of new people at the one last year, people I hadn't seen. So just kind of like felt like a lot more people just going to get trashed too.
Yeah.
That's
the president for that venue. It's always been those kind of events. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, it's a beer event, but it's like Chicago Beer Fest. Right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, Heineken's there, Sapporo's there, let's get fucked up. It's always been that kind of thing.
Right.
So it's kind of that venue. I don't think that venue's worthy of Bug. That's what we're saying. That venue's not worthy of Bug. So we need to fix that.
The good part is, if you are downtown, you have food options where you had nothing. In Garfield Park.
Oh, if you're out west, you're fucked. You got to get back to West Loop. So that's your only play. Your only play is to get on the Green Line, get off in Fulton Market, and then just crawl it to Haymarket.
Yeah.
You can walk to Haymarket. We walked.
Or go to District Brewery.
Oh, DYB. You go to DYB. Yeah.
But you're downtown. You got plenty of stuff.
Oh, for sure.
So that's good for anyone. Yeah. drinking there. But all right. Let's get out of here.
Again, you know, these small beers are getting us off the rails these last two weeks, man. I guess
so. Yeah. All right. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Hey, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
I'm on Twitter at BRed, Chicago Beer Pass, Twitter, Instagram. We'll make it to a few more places. I'm going to go to Alter in Oak Park tomorrow. Nice. So then I hit up both Alters recently for some reason. And check that off my list, which you've been to that, right?
Downers Grove.
The Oak Brook.
Oh, Oakbrook, yeah. Oh, Oakbrook, yeah.
So I'm going to go to Oakbrook.
Oakbrook's nice. Okay. It's very pretty.
So I'll report back next week on Oakbrook, Alter, maybe a couple other spots.
Yeah, we'll see.
Take care.
Cheers.